go up to the television to turn it off. And just then she comes on, the only Spanish lady I've ever seen on TV. There's also a Cuban guy called Ricky Ricardo, who has a wacky American wife who reminds me of Mrs. Washburn. This lady carries a big basket of bananas on her head, like the marchantas in the market calling out their wares. I turn down the volume and sing along under my breath. The first time I saw her, I couldn't believe what she was saying. I'm Anita Banana and I'm here to stay. No, I screamed at the TV and clapped my hands over my ears. I am not staying. I am not staying. Lucinda ran into the room. ¿Qué pasa? What on earth are you screaming about, Anita? Thank goodness Mommy and Mamita and Papita were out with Mundine, getting him a winter jacket. Otherwise my screaming would have shot their fragile nerves. You want us to get thrown out of here? I nodded and then shook my head. Of course I didn't want to get thrown out and sent back to live in a closet. But I wanted the dictatorship to be over so we could go home to live as a family again. The lady, I said, pointing to the silent screen. What about her? Lucinda asked, turning the volume back up. She watched the rest of the commercial. You're crying about her? No, not about her, about what she said. I explained the lady's prediction as if the television were a crystal ball. Lucinda let out one of her long-suffering sighs. Ay, Anita, that's not what she's saying. Lucinda swirled her hips, imitating the lady. She's saying Chiquita Banana, not Anita Banana, and she's here to say, not stay.